You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
In this episode, I chat with my friend Guni Sodhi about a very important topic, emotional repatterning, and the opportunity that is available to once and for all clear negative emotions, limiting beliefs from the past, old wounds and trauma that are holding you back. Guni is the president of Uveda, a company that creates Ayurvedic kits and oils, and I'm particularly inspired by how he was able to heal from his own grief of his brother's death. And so during one of our conversations, we said, why not do a transformational workshop where we combine our skills and help people heal their emotional pain, rewire their brain, and experience holistic healing in a 3-hour live online guided workshop. I hope you enjoy this discussion.
The 7 chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My 7 Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My 7 Chakras, the show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss. And in today's chat, in today's conversation, we have an announcement to make about an amazing workshop, a live workshop that we have planned. And I am with my co-host, Guni. Hi, Guni.
Hey, AJ. So nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about this announcement.
Absolutely. And for the few people who might not know about you, is it possible to, you know, give a small intro to yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So me and AJ have connected over our love and passion for A, helping people, and B, Ayurveda. So I run an Ayurvedic supplement brand called Uveda. And that's kind of my passion. I'd love to help people around providing Ayurvedic solutions that are much more modern day. You know, there's this whole thing about Ayurveda with it being really ancient, which it is, and harder to understand and confusing to understand, but we've tried to really simplify it. But then also sharing my story about how I was positively impacted through Ayurveda when my younger brother at the age of 16 passed away in a car accident, and how I had two options. Was to, you know, go down the route of probably being dependent on certain pharma things and pharma, you know, prescription medications, or understanding my own body's innate ability to heal along with supplements and really kind of making a program of myself. And when I did that, I was able to cure myself of deep anxiety, deep depression within 30 to 45 days. And I wanted to share that with the world. So here's what we want to do. We want to see how many more people, you know, we can help, and how many more people are out there that are looking for what we have to offer.
That's amazing. Thanks a lot, Guni. And what I like about knowing you is that, you know, you have a personal story to share, as well as a genuine wanting to help the world and help people empower themselves and use the power of Ayurveda and yoga and meditation in order to, you know, feel better, feel joyful, feel blissful. And I think bliss and joy is our birthright. And, you know, through our conversations, through our discussions, I just realized that there was some kind of synchronicity there, some kind of workshop that we need to do to hopefully add more value to our respective communities. And for those of you who don't know me, I am the host and founder of My Seven Chakras, which you're listening to right now. But I'm also particularly passionate about breath work, and we all have our own stories. When I was a kid, I had wheezing, and I had a lot of difficulty in terms of breathing properly. And I still remember there was this doctor once who sat me down and emphasized to me the importance of breathing slowly and calmly. And somewhere down the line, I think that was a seed that instilled in me the importance of breathing. But later on, through my practice and through my learning, I realized that there is so much of science, there's so much of evidence behind breath work. And when you mix science with spirit, that's when you're able to take it to a whole new level. And that's exactly what we are going to do. The name of this workshop that we have planned is called Emotional Repatterning Workshop. And the objective is to heal emotional pain, rewire your brain, let go of negative beliefs, and experience holistic healing. So, Guni, any thoughts?
I was going to say, I mean, if I'm hearing that and I am struggling with any type of emotional issues, or I have yet to understand or yet to discover or yet to become conscious of the fact that the tape that's playing in my head is not really me and the emotions, I can be the observer, I would be jumping with joy that, you know, somebody is putting on a workshop like this, because this can be, guys, and I don't say this with faintness of heart, it can be life-changing. Like, it can be truly life-changing. You can have control over your emotions. You can, absolutely can. And you can begin to really make that progress in your life. Perhaps you have subconscious patterns that, AJ, through your breathing, you can really get rid of. And then once some of the techniques that we'll be teaching, that I'll be sharing, you can permanently break those patterns and jump into the shift that you really want. So I'm very excited about it. I'm excited to be able to engage with the audience and see the transformation. I'm sure leading workshops like you do, AJ, you've probably seen some transformations in front of you, or at least a shift in perhaps body tone, a shift in you've seen a deeper exhale, a shift in the eyes. You know, you can see, being a practitioner of that, intuitively, you begin to notice this.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference between, uploading an on-demand course versus doing a workshop live, right? Is that you're able to see people, you're able to see the emotions, you're able to see the tears, see the laughter and the joy. I just did a workshop a few days back, and there was a doctor, like a proper doctor, who went to the workshop, and she said, "I saw aliens. I felt as if I was on a different planet," right? And so I think what it does is it breaks down boundaries in terms of what our identity is and what I'm supposed to be thinking, and allows us to open up to the mysticism, the unknown, the cosmos, and lower down our inhibitions a bit, lower down our wanting to stick to what the society wants us to believe, and open our creative, imaginative minds. I think that's the beauty of it also, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's like you said, you know, it is our birthright to be born into bliss. It is our birthright to be born into being creative beings. And it is an actual fundamental truth that we are abundant, infinite beings. And if you guys don't believe me, Deepak Chopra has written like 8 books on it. I mean, just on this one topic. So, you know, if Deepak knows a thing or two, and you know, call him for you know, whatever he is, he's helped spread this message. And there's something about, you know, his teachings are one of the most quoted teachings for anybody down this path. So don't forget that. I think this workshop is also about AJ just discovering who we really are on a day-by-day basis. I think, simply put, this is what's really exciting to me. If I can give a little bit of a teaser, okay? I know we're going to do it. I can give a little bit of a teaser. If you get nothing else out of the workshop, nothing else, but just begin to understand how powerful it is to return fully, fully be present in the present moment, that right there will burst any negative patterns and will change your life completely. How many of us take the time to, in the moment, in the day, to truly be present, truly be present? I mean, it's a question that I think people have to ask themselves. You know, and that one thing right there can change your whole life. And understanding that it takes the discipline at the start to bring the mind to do that, but it is possible. There is something behind the mind that is observing the mind itself. And it's funny when people say, I want to begin meditating, or you're saying, you know, people come to you as well. Oh, I can't calm the mind down. I cannot calm the mind down. Well, I give them the example of what is the purpose of a boat in the ocean? It's to float, right? And it's to go from point A to point B, or leisurely. The purpose of the mind is not to be still. It is to do one, two, three. But it is the awareness behind the mind that has that stillness.
I'm going behind the microphone because sometimes people can hear me breathe deeply. You know? So I could go back sometimes. But for those of you who are really interested, fascinated, I got a couple of people in our Facebook group who were like, when is it? So when is it? It is on April 13th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. CST, and 2 p.m. Eastern. Right?
2 p.m. Eastern, yeah.
I had to calculate that. But but the price is $40, 40 US. However, if you are one of the first few people to join us, maybe you are the early bird, so to speak, or the Action Tribe, the Ueda group of beings who want to partake in this experience, then you get it at $24.99. That's almost half the price. And the reason for that is we want to incentivize or support people who have this need deep within to work on their emotions, to work maybe on their trauma, and they know deep within intuitively that this workshop is going to help them. So we want to support them. The duration of this workshop is going to be 3 hours. So it's not like a quick 45-minute workshop. We're really going to go deep inside and get to know every individual, perhaps every attendee. And the beauty is that it's all going to be confidential. So you can be assured that you can share, you can open up, you can, if needed, cry, you can yawn, do whatever. And we will be there to hold space for you, because it's a 3-hour workshop, right? For those of you who are interested, the link is already ready, but it's at my7chakras.com/ER workshop. 7 is a word, my7chakras.com/ER workshop. And you'll have more details over there about this workshop.
We're also going to be sharing this link with our community on Ueda, blasting it to our newsletter, our audience on social. But I like what you said right there, AJ. I know for some people it's like, oh my God, 3 hours? But I believe with this kind of work and what we'll be talking about and how we'll be engaging, time will fly by. And it's super important for us to, I would like people to come with the following intention. Come there with an open mind, but also come there to set aside and be done with what is bothering you and get ready to move into the flow of life that you want to. Come in with an intention. Come in to learn, have fun, whatever, but also come in with an intention, because I think the purpose and the intent of this workshop and how deeply me and AJ are going to be working on this throughout to prepare is to make that shift. I mean, there's a reason AJ called it emotional repatterning. Repatterning. That is what you can do to the mind. And as in Ayurveda, it states, everything begins in the mind. As you tell the mind, the body follows. So it can be very powerful, guys. I'm really excited about it. I think the combination of part lecture, part workshop, part actual breath work, it's going to be fantastic, you know. So, and then we will, of course, leave time for Q&A, AJ. I mean, I think that's just the beauty of it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who are thinking that I've never been to a 3-hour workshop and is it going to be long? We just did a workshop yesterday, 3 hours long. Again, Ayurveda breathwork workshop. And the thing is that, you know, connecting to what we're going to discuss is time is something that is so subjective, right? If you are enjoying something that you're doing, fully invested. You're benefiting from it. You're taking down notes. You're experiencing the shift. 3 hours will seem like, you know, 30, 40 minutes. But if there's something that you dislike, like,
wow, we just started.
But if something, someone has forced you to do something, then those 30 minutes will feel like 3 hours. But this is not based on force. This is based on your own inner volition and wanting to make a change in your life. And there's a lot of thought that's gone into this. So in terms of a process, right, 3 hours first, you'll, you know, join us. We have created a special WhatsApp group for our members so that we can share updates and get excited and talk about what we are planning or the intention that we're setting closer to the workshop. We've also, like, when you join in, there's going to be a welcome session. There's going to be an intro session so that we can get to know you better and find out why particularly you are doing this workshop. Each of us has our own reasons for which we have come together as a group, but we'd like to get to know your why. And then after that, Guni is going to take all of us through his process, through his method that he's used on his own self, and is going to help us navigate through our emotions. And we'll also get a glimpse into what Guni is gonna share. And then after that, I'm going to do a deep breathwork awakening journey with some movement, with some breathing, with some brainwave music that is going to take you to heightened levels of euphoria, bliss, and joy. And no matter what word I say right now, I'm not going to be able to describe what it's going to feel like. But hopefully you get an idea. So Guni, could you give us a glimpse into what you'll be sharing? A little glimpse, not the whole thing.
No, absolutely. So for those people that are possibly currently struggling with any type of emotional distress in the form of depression, anxiety, grief, I will be walking them through a proven method. A proven method that they can begin to start instituting into their lives immediately that'll shift their behavior into breaking those patterns of anxiety, constant depression, constant grief, because that's kind of what I went to and went through when my brother passed away, and shift immediately into achieving that peace, that homeostasis, that balance, and through a proven system. And it's interesting when I share it with you. It makes absolute sense because it's the opposite of what you should be doing. I'll give you a little hint. It's the opposite of what you should be doing. But the mind, and I'll give you another hint. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, right? Over and over and over and over again. This method will teach you how to do the right thing. The proper thing, the thing that I did to help me finally move on. And it doesn't involve the traditional therapies, maybe the talk therapy or the things like that. I have nothing against those therapies, by the way. I think they all have a place and a time and a purpose. Just through my own experience and the experience of thousands of others that I've seen, if you're stuck in that stage of anxiety or depression or grief, the last thing you want to do, in my opinion, is keep on talking about it. And this is one of the things I think is if you keep on talking about. So, AJ, when you keep focusing on something, what happens?
It grows.
Yeah. Mm. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I want you guys to think about that and come to this workshop knowing that that's not what we're going to talk about. You'll get educated about it, but we'll show you exactly what you need to do. For how it's interesting, because it's been shared by Tony Robbins, Vishen Lakhiani, Deepak Chopra, Charles Lindon, some of the world's leaders in mental health. You have the ability, and you guys, some people listening may not believe this, but you have the ability to come out of a deep, long depression, anxiety, grief. You know how quickly? Like that. Literally, your mind can change the patterns like that, or begin to have an awareness opening like that. But it is what you do consistently after that that we will be going over. I'll be teaching you along with AJ that'll permanently have you give you the solution.
Yeah, I guess one of the questions that people might be having in their mind is it going to be a lecture, right? And from what you share and what you've always shared, I get glimpses of Tony Robbins, you know, in terms of what he shares, right? And I know that you've done some episodes on your podcast as well, talking about some of his work. And if anyone is familiar with Tony Robbins' work, it's not, you know, just a lecture. There's always a component of experience. He wants you to shift in the moment. He doesn't want you to wait for months or years together, but he wants you to shift in the moment. And I like what you shared, that if you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same results. And sometimes you need to change that pattern. You need to change what you're doing or try something different, because that, with the right facilitator, will lead to a transformation.
Is some of the stuff that we'll be talking about, I'll be sharing, unconventional? Absolutely. Will it sound controversial? Perhaps. But I can tell you guys one thing, that this is the absolute truth of what I've found in my experience that's worked for me. And that's why I share it. We're all about providing value here. I mean, me and AJ wouldn't be doing this, you know, if we didn't believe in what we do or didn't believe that it could help people. Believe me, you know, I searched long and wide before I found what I found. And it really worked. It really does, because it is the way the mind works. And you have to, there's a certain physiology, a certain biochemistry, a certain emotional pattern that you have to honor the body's intelligence for it to form and it to return back to homeostasis that we know it can. And Ayurveda, 5,000-year-old science, has proven it for 5,000 years. At least that's what's documented. It could be older. You know, so if something has worked for 5,000 years, AJ, and nobody's pointed the finger and say, hey, it's a scam. Something's got to be right, right? So, and that's why we get excited to share that with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if there's one thing about listeners of our podcast, they are very fascinated with pranayama, with Ayurveda, with yoga, with tantra, with Vedanta, and all these different sciences, Indic sciences, but a lot of times from other parts of the world as well, that have been passed down from generation to generation, that for the most part does not have the side effects that you get from some of the traditional or modern medicine, and which is based on a holistic approach rather than, right, you know, like a pill approach where you solve this problem, but then this problem comes up. It's looking at the holistic individuals and addressing the root cause, the pattern that's causing the issue. Not stopping the issue, but noticing the emotional pattern, the mental pattern. And speaking about patterns, one of the techniques or methods that you're going to show people is the Linden method. Could you give us a glimpse into, or maybe an overview of what this is about?
Exactly. The Linden method was... it's by a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, Charles Linden. He created this, and he created it out of his own discovery, self-discovery, the truth. What kind of, what he felt is a silly system that promotes more of anxiety. Consider a crystal ball. Like, you're preserving the anxiety. You're not truly showing people how to get out of it. The Linden method is 9 specific steps that you need to do that helps people break free of anxiety, break free of agoraphobia, break free of any addicting behavior. And depression, anxiety, it helps with that. And there's 9 things that I'll be going over that are 9 specific steps of the Linden method. And if you wanted to learn more, or you wanted to try the method yourself, I'll let you guys know where as well. But there's specific things that the method teaches that, you know, I'll be going over with you that is fantastic, and that'll help you finally break through those patterns.
That's amazing, because I personally am very fascinated and interested in clearing some of the trauma or emotional gunk or blockage or stagnant energy that I'm holding inside of me. And sometimes we do these workshops because we also need the medicine ourselves, right? So what kind of state is somebody going to be in after they finish your phase and then they, you know, come on my journey of the breath work?
That's a great question. In my intuitive understanding, I believe the people coming out of my workshop session will be ripe. They'll have new programming in them, and now they'll be ripe to kind of consider it that I've taken the, it's a foundation, there's dirty foundation, and it's coming up to the surface, okay? The dirty foundation is there. They're cleansing it out. What you are going to do is you're going to come in with a broom, a big broom, sweep it all out. And then you'll have that new, you'll be feeling totally vibrating, probably have more energy because the other stuff, subconscious stuff, will be washed away. And you'll be more receptive to the information.
Right.
And you'll be more receptive to what your body can truly achieve. That's what I feel. That's what I feel like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a perfect state for somebody to get into a breathwork awakening journey. And the thing that I'll be doing is more in a ceremonial style where we're going to go deep within. And the way that I'm going to start my workshop is by talking about breathwork, talking about the why behind breathwork, talking about the science and the evidence behind breathwork, because sometimes I feel the word breathwork is not, you know, informative enough, because people might think, yeah, I'm breathing normally, right? I'm doing work and I'm breathing. But there's so much more to that. And so I'll be talking about breathwork before and also providing guidance in terms of how somebody can get the best experience through our session. There are certain things to keep in mind as well as contraindications so that you're safe, but also you enjoy the bliss and the euphoria that there is to enjoy. So that's going to happen first. Then we're going to go into some movement. The reason for movement over here is that we are trying to wake up the chi, the life force, the prana energy, and allow it to move and, you know, revolve around your body. And once you finish that, you're going to feel so amazing, ecstatic, exuberant, all of it without any external substance, with just the pharmacy inside your mind. That's going to happen. Then we're going to go into a silent meditation so that any pain or any emotions that have surged up, you welcome that into your being. You don't ignore them or try to push them into the darkness once again, but it's a silent contemplative type of meditation where you're also preparing, setting the intention for getting into the breathwork journey, which I find really fascinating, and people tend to enjoy this a lot. And that changes the nature, changes the relationship that you have to the pain or the discomfort or the trauma in your life. After that, we'll be going straight into the breathwork journey. And systematically, what we're trying to achieve over here is multiple things. You know, sometimes it's hard to explain, but we are going to basically switch you from fight or flight to rest and digest. So we are going to change your nervous system. Secondly, we're going to, for a temporary phase, change the acidic levels in your body, moving you from slightly more acidic to more alkaline. And when that happens, there are so many chemicals that are secreted inside your body, endocannabinoids, opioids, that are going to calm you, that are going to relax you, that are going to heal you. So that's going to start to happen. After that, we're also going to induce what is called brief intermittent hypoxia inside your body, so that the oxygen that you breathe in is able to actually go into the mitochondria for energy production. And that's why all our attendees feel a jolt of energy and vibrance inside, because this is science, this is evidence, and that's why I like to talk about it. And then we're also going to use brainwave music to ensure that you're able to seamlessly, smoothly get into that state. And the other thing is also I'll be guiding you through the journey so that you're able to access those states through my words, through my voice, and we'll together reach this place of joy and abundance with grace and with ease. And then because we're not doing it by ourselves, we're doing it in a group. And yes, people will be joining from Canada, from India, maybe UK or USA. But even still, because you're live, on a quantum level, you are connecting and you'll feel it. You'll feel that sense of connection. And like Guni mentioned, towards the end, we'll have a Q&A session. And also the most important part, which is the integration. You'll notice a lot of shift in your body, a lot of imagery, a lot of patterns, maybe intuitive downloads. And sometimes it's hard to hold it inside you. That's when you can share it with us if you call to it and not feel weird. Because sometimes, you know, Guni, you might agree, right? When you've never had an experience like this, you might feel as if you're the weird person.
Correct. Correct. And it's such a good point. I'm so happy you shared that, because you can feel safe to share. And people will have shifts, you know? And like AJ said earlier, if you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like yawning, yawn. If you feel like yelling, yell. Who knows? Those could be emotions, hurt, pain, anger that's been sitting there, and it's finally wanting to be released, and release it in whatever format you feel is acceptable. And which is why I also think that when you're going to attend this workshop, excuse me, be in a place that you're comfortable. You know, I don't think you can sit 3 hours in a parked car outside but if that's your only choice, I mean, that's fine. But I would recommend, you know, finding a good comfortable spot for this. Would you agree, AJ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Finding a comfortable spot where nobody is going to disturb you, where you can keep your back erect, back straight, and you can be seated if you want in lotus posture, or you'll be seated on a chair, or you're going to be lying down comfortably on your bed, right? So, you know, keep those things in mind. And also, make sure you have a bottle of water near you. Maybe if you have some crystals, you know, keep them near you. If you have an essential oil, fire that up. Have some Palo Santo, and we'll be encouraging you. That's the first part, the grounding phase, so that you're able to beautify your space and you're able to add certain objects that enhance the flavor, the quality, and the essence of the experience that you're going through. Even though it's your home, you can do certain things that will enhance the experience for you.
Absolutely. Wow. I'm excited, AJ. I cannot wait to jump on this. I cannot wait to meet all the amazing people that are going to be joining us. And most importantly, to help create the shift. You know, my teacher says that when two people get together and share something like this, it's not 2 + 2. It's exponential, right? It's to the power. So when 3, 4, 5 more of us get together, we hone in that synergistic energy for that purpose and distribute that for whatever it needs to go. So it's amazing, you know?
Yeah. No, that's very true, you know? And I don't know how this works, but it's funny that you mentioned and you spoke about Deepak Chopra. And honestly, I've not read a lot of his work. I've read, you know, watched some videos, but just yesterday I was watching his videos about the principles of abundance and success. What a coincidence. And it felt as if I needed to watch that video to prepare to have a conversation with you and be able to relate to the principles that he shares. It's crazy how this works, but it's true. And
synchronicities, right?
Synchronicities, yeah, synchronicities. And I totally agree with you. When two people come together, and or maybe a few people come together as well, the ripple effects of that is, you can't even calculate it. Because just imagine, maybe a business owner attends this workshop. Status changed, right? They're able to take their company to a whole new level, provide more people jobs, and create an amazing workforce. Maybe a teacher comes and attends this, has a new download in terms of how to teach children. Those children become leaders, visionaries, creatives.
It's amazing what can happen, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's not only that. I mean, it's just that for every one person that brings this back to their community or household, you impact those people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, everybody, if you have any questions, I see at the moment there's one person who is watching this live. Please let me know if you have any questions. And if you're watching it as a replay, because we are going to post this episode on our podcast as well, make sure you ask us questions. If you have any observations, comments. So my email is aj@my7chakras, and I'm going to field the questions, also pass it on to Guni, so that we can provide you some clarity in terms of your decision. If you have decided, and if you want to get one of the first early bird tickets, and it's affordable, and we've already had a couple of people reach out to us and ask, you know, how can I get a spot? But at that time, the landing page wasn't ready, but it's ready now. And the link is my7chakras.com/ER. So E for England, R for radical, ER workshop. And then you'll see the page, and it's a secure checkout that you can use. You can also use Google Pay, or you can use your credit card in order to invest.
It's through Stripe. So rest assured, you know, we're using a good pay. Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So Guni, any last words, parting piece of wisdom or thoughts to consider?
No, I would say that, you know, we've shared so much. I would just let people know this is a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful workshop to really get to know yourself on a deeper level, you know, give us the opportunity to share our wisdom and hopefully instill the change that you're looking for. But most importantly, get together with people that are doing the same thing, that want to achieve the same thing you do. It's wonderful, and I cannot wait.
Awesome. I wanted to add before we end that this is beginner friendly. And also, yes, I've seen numerous yoga instructors and teachers, you know, benefit from these sharings as well. So if you have a belly button, then this workshop is a fit for you.
Yeah, that's good. Good, good, good. You're having everybody look down now. Do I have a belly button?
Do I have a belly button? Oh, I do.
Okay, we can attend. Yeah.
Well, thanks, right, everybody, well, for your attention. And we will talk soon. Hopefully, if you'd like to join us, we'll see you in the Zoom room. But once again, before we part, my7chakras.com/ER workshop. Have a nice day.
Thank you, guys. Take care. See you guys in the workshop.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.